This is Music Respawn. I'm Kate Remington here with Mikolaj Storinski. It is so cool to have a chance to talk with you.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to speak with you, Kate, as well. Thanks for reaching me.
Oh, hey, no problem. Because I'm really excited about your latest project that has kind of acted as a standalone for The Witcher 3. It's Gwent, this amazing card game that everybody loved from Witcher 3. And I'd love to know what the process was to get this this card game, this new expansion, going.
Well, as far as I know, people responded very well to Gwent in The Witcher, so it was a natural response from CD Projekt Red to create a separate game that would be sort of an answer to what Witcher players wanted. And there it is. And Marcin and I are composers for it, like we were for the Witcher 3 game. And so that's how it came to life.
It's so interesting because the game itself is kind of like a microcosm of mm-hmm. The Witcher, with the factions and the characters and everything. And yet it's different because it sounds like nothing is scripted. I mean, when I've played Gwent, you know, anything can happen. And so what kind mm-hmm. of challenges did that throw at you for writing the music for Gwent?
Gwent is divided into single player campaign, which is, you know, a little bit similar to The Witcher. But it's the multiplayer campaign that is that becomes unique, I think, in terms of music. Mostly because of each faction having a different color. Like for instance, Skoyatel, which, as you might remember from Witcher as well, it's an elf tribe, a little bit sinister. So it has this sinister note to it, but which is also ethereal, and it's very much based on woodwind sound. Mm-hmm. There is also this deck has also some meat as well in music to enhance the battle combat. Another deck is Northern Kingdoms, which might resemble a Novigrad sound from The Witcher 3. Similarly to Novigrad being the mix of cultures, Novigrad Kingdoms are united groups of political entities with similar color. So despite not being in love with each other, they do share a common goal. So it is a similar color in music, and different kinds of plucked instruments are featured there, similarly to Novigrad. My favorite deck, though, maybe you heard it, it's the Monster deck. It's a completely new color that wasn't really featured in Witcher. I would describe it as a folksy orchestral heavy metal with an atonal element to it. So that's completely new. I'm very curious how people will respond to this, particular color of music. And regardless of faction, all music has to be motivating. It all has to be motivating the player to kick the other player's butt. more in a subdued manner. While the single player campaign was kind of similar to musically to what was happening in The Witcher. As a matter of fact, a couple of tracks were recycled from The Witcher game. Very few, but still, due to the amount of music that had to be written between Martin and I. The main change was in the multiplayer mode, where the Witcher music had to be molded and had this additional notion of I'm gonna kick your butt, you know, I'm gonna let you have it, sort of, you know, between friends, between players.
Well, that's what's so cool about playing Gwent anyway in The Witcher, because there is this kind of aspect that, yeah, you can take a break from the world and you can take a break from hunting witches, but you're still like battling in the game anyway with NPCs. But I think it's going to be really fun to be able to do that with real people, with your friends.
I hope it will be. Yeah. That's. I mean, we all aim at this, but also adding this competitive note. Like humoresque, it's serious, but with a humoresque tone to it as well. So I hope people, you know, the listeners will find that over there.
Yeah, well, that brings up an interesting point too, the humor in the music, because the whole aspect of Gwent in The Witcher was to give players a chance to just kind of take a break and hang out for a little bit. And so how did you put humor in the music for the card game Gwent?
Well, it was a very controlled, gentle dosage of it. I mean, you can definitely hear humor in the Monsters track. I laugh when I listen to those, although it's serious, but it's like overly serious in a way. It's about, from my perspective, it's really simple harmonies with clearly defined vocabulary that is like overdone at some places, and you can really hear it in Monster's deck, that's where the humor is. It's a gentle thing, but if you listen to this soundtrack compared to, for instance, the soundtrack of Bloodborne, which is super super serious, that's when this humor and will come to the surface a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that's great, because it's nice to kind of just lighten up for a
Yeah,
little bit.
it's like the humor is there from almost the definition. You're playing cards, but you're hearing this ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, super serious music. So that's by contrast, it creates humor, I think.
Oh, that's neat. So how does it work when a player plays a card? Does that cue a particular track for, let's say they played a monster card. Does that bring up the monster music and then it all gets kind of layered? Or I'm just kind of wondering how the music is organized then for the card game.
I mean, the amount of music will be expanding naturally, but right now I think there are four tracks per deck, per color, and the track is randomly selected by the game engine, and then there is a version of the track, the submix of the track that's going to be played, a minus mix without certain instruments in it will be played. And then depending on the outcome of the game, either the positive ending will be triggered or the negative ending will be triggered. So that's how it works.
What's neat about that is that there won't be really any repetition, which is, the bane of games, is you're sitting there stuck in an area and hear the same music over and over.
Yeah, we tried, Martin and I tried to limit this repetition by the way the music was implemented and organized. Hopefully, I mean, there will be a little bit of repetition just so that the players can hear the music of Gwent, just so that they'd be familiar with it, but hopefully not tired of it.
That sounds like a noble goal.
You're so kind. Thank you.
Oh. Yeah, and I think the other thing that's neat about the way that Gwent works in Witcher 3 is that the music in the background almost sounds like, there are just some musicians in the tavern and they're just kind of jamming. The sound that you created for that is just so unique. And I mean, going way back to even when you were creating the music for the Witcher 3 in the first place, how did you kind of hit on that sound, that kind of rough, sort of Slavic sound?
I think there are two questions here. The first part is what allows you to lay back and feel the musicians jamming is that's I would say that that's the beautiful color that the band Percival has given us. It must be their jamming that gives you the feeling of motivation combined with a certain degree of relaxation. They play this music so naturally and perform live in front of people, so I think it's just in their musical DNA. As far as, Marcin has experimented a bit with them when he was recording them in Warsaw, and I was experimenting with my musicians here in LA. Amir Yagmai being one of them, who was also featured in Witcher 3 soundtrack. So, during the recording session is a very much live thing, so you can tweak a lot of things and see what works best.
That's what I was wondering about, is how much in the recording sessions, how much of that was improvised and how much was like really written down, because it sounds like it was just a pretty wild jam session.
Yeah, I mean, these people, Percival people, are not really music reading guys, but they're very good at improvising and creating music this way. So it's about, it's all about tweaking them in the right direction and then, putting it into the game and building music with orchestral sounds and other Witcher sounds around it.
Yeah, it's really neat, and I love the instrumentation. I mean, there are some really amazing stringed instruments. Are those instruments that you have been familiar with for a long time, or was there kind of a learning curve to sort of figure out what they could do with them?
Definitely a learning curve, I mean, it was the first time for me and Martin to see those instruments live and see what they can do, what they cannot do, to learn that they can, that they're mostly comfortable in one key, which is D. They'll play well in this particular tonality. So it was definitely a learning curve to learn these instruments.
Yeah, I bet. Well, I love how you sort of took off on that, and all of the music, it sounds like, for The Witcher and now probably for Gwent, was written in the key of D, so that you could kind of mix it up and expand it and break it up into little bits to cover the hours and hours of music that you needed for the game.
Yes, that was done. The Gwent the Gwent, we expanded to new tonalities. I have to tell you, Kate, after writing so many hours for The Witcher, it was difficult to move away from D minor. I mean, on one hand, it was comfortable to write in this key. On the other hand, it was like, oh, enough.
Yeah, it'd be like only having, what, chocolate ice cream for months at a time, I guess.
Yes, yes. If someone likes chocolate ice cream, that was definitely chocolate ice cream. Yes.
Because I hear from so many composers, and you can really hear it in their music, how each key has a real definite personality. So, yeah, yes. It must have been like spending a lot of time with the same person, basically.
Yeah, like married.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
No surprises.
Yeah. Married to D minor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But now we moved away from it, and it still works.
Well, that's great, because I'm sure from what I've heard in Gwent and the new music especially, it sounds like you had a lot of fun expanding it. Mm-hmm. And there's something really unusual about The Witcher world, because it's based on a Polish novel, and it comes from a completely different place than the, you know, a lot of the fantasy games that are sort of Tolkien based and stuff. And I think your choice of the music in particular really kind of helps reinforce that we're in a completely different world here. Not really a question exactly,
yeah,
but
sure. I mean, you know, part of this unique sound was, I mean, it was a brilliant idea from, you know, coming from, it wasn't my idea to hire Percival, it was Marcin's and CD Projekt's idea to hire them. It was done way before I joined the process of composition. It was a very good one. And we owe it thanks to this band, the unique sound of this game, the Slavic sound. We owe it to their instruments, we owe it to their vocals, and that is primarily what sets the soundtrack apart from, you know, from other ones written in a similar genre.
Yeah, definitely, because as you're just riding around in the world and playing Gwent, it's it has a really different feel, which is fantastic, and I think that's one of the reasons why this series has been so successful, because people are hungry for new things.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that it seems would be really helpful as a composer is to have a really curious mind and always be listening and looking for new forms of music. And I'm wondering, since you've been working on this music and even before, are there discoveries that you've made that have really stuck with you that you're eager to put in games or that you've already used in games?
Well, I'm working on a couple of different titles at the time, and my mind is very much hungry to dig into classical music. I'm not sure if this is a surprise to you or not, but,
nope.
But there's such a vast variety of music just in this one particular color that, you know, I really need to be digging more into it and getting more from it. I'm sure there are parts of it that hasn't been utilized yet. So I just need to find time to dig deeper into that realms of the sound and find something that suits me more. I use, as far as other games that I've been working on, I've used a lot of analog synthesizers, actually, on another game called Sniper 3, on another game called Detached, which is a VR game taking place in cosmic space. I'm aware that those colors have been, you know, utilized a lot by other composers, but I truly believe I can still find something unique in there.
Oh yeah. Well, the cool thing about music for games is that it can be anything, and I would think that that's one of the challenges, starting with a blank slate and then figuring out what is going to be the music that sets it apart and that is going to make it sound really, really unique. And it must be a fun challenge to have.
It is a fun challenge, but it's still a challenge. And very often, considering the plethora of sounds that are given to us composers right now, it's very often about what I'm not going to use rather than what I'm going to use, you know? I mean, my template in the program that I'm that I'm composing music in. You know, it's fairly big. It's like 500 tracks. So it's all about, I'm not going to use this, I'm not going to use this. And the more limitation I set to myself, the more creative I'm going to become.
That is such an interesting paradox, because you would think that having more freedom and more colors would make it easier, but I can totally understand how once you get it focused, then you can sort of say, okay, here.
No, I mean, there is something in creative mind that, you know, if one has access to too many options, it's suicidal in a bit. And I always like to give a metaphor to Polish comedies that were really great during the communism era, when the creators, the directors, couldn't say a lot of things because of the censorship. And they were very creative, and those movies were truly, truly funny. And as soon as the communism collapsed, early 90s, comedies weren't that funny anymore, I have to say. And that translates to us composers having too many options. It takes a lot of discipline to focus on just the sounds that you really, and just the colors that you're really going to use on particular project.
Wow, that is brilliant. That's such an amazing way of looking at it. And boy, it really has been so much fun talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kate.